The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. This month marks 45 years in which the murder of unborn children by abortion has been legal in America. Not that our Congress, the voice of the people, ever legalized it. It was the U.S. Supreme Court in 1973 that illegally declared abortion legal. Because we in the church sat by and griped, instead of getting involved in the voting process and attending lawmaking sessions so as to identify the lawmakers who supported such a hideous crime and replace them with our votes, now some 60 million of our own children have been murdered. And that in the place that should be the safest on earth, their mother's womb. The God who made us, and to whom we will give a full account of our earthly deeds, is not blind to these hideous rippings apart of babies' bodies in their mother's womb. God warned His people in the days of Jeremiah that their nation would be destroyed because they, quote, burned their children in the fire as a sacrifice to the demon god named Molech. He spoke through the prophet Jeremiah this warning. Then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, Behold, I will give this city into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and he shall set fire on this city and burn it with the houses, upon whose roofs they have offered incense to Baal, to cause their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire unto Molech, which I commanded them not, neither came it into my mind that they should do this abomination to cause Judah to sin. End quote. The nation of Judah was destroyed, exactly as God said it would be. We cannot flaunt God's laws without reaping what we sow. Currently, some 3,000 unborn children are murdered every day because of that wicked ruling in 1973. The arguments run, it's your body, do what you want to with it. Do what's convenient. It's just a blob, not a baby. But this plainly disagrees with the Scripture. God says life begins when He breathes the Spirit into man, and that happens at conception. The Bible is clear that God is the Creator, and it's clear as to how He makes a man. Man became a living soul when God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Now this obviously happens at conception, which is why God says through Jeremiah, Before I formed thee in the belly or the womb, I knew thee. Life begins at conception. The Bible confirms this when it declares, Your hands have made me and fashioned me together round about. You've clothed me with skin and flesh and have fenced me with bones and sinews. You've granted me life. Your visitation has preserved my spirit. Since God breathes the spirit of life into the very first cell from which a human being will grow, He insists that life be protected from conception. He states, Thou shalt not kill. A woman has no right to choose death for her baby. She owns neither the baby's life nor that life that has her name attached to it. God says, Behold, all souls are mine. This senseless slaughter simply must be stopped. If you're praying and working to stop abortion, be encouraged. The numbers of abortions per year have been decreasing for a number of years now. And recently, the Sixth Circuit National Court, one of the courts just a step below the Supreme Court, upheld a Tennessee law that says Tennessee's Constitution does not give a woman a right to an abortion. The tide is turning. Will you open your mouth for the speechless who are appointed to die? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children. And you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.